Aye, there is. I was actually speaking to a couple of neutrals after, and they were like, brilliant game and stuff like that, but it wasn't brilliant for me. But look, you can definitely take positives from it. I think I watched UCD against Derry and possibly could have turned Derry over in the cup. So there was definitely positives there, but you have to learn from them wee mistakes and keep going.
That's it. If we go through the game, you found yourselves behind after 20 minutes, but then to score twice before half-time, you must have been delighted with the response from the players, because it would have been easy just to go under, especially with the results in the past few weeks. You must be delighted with the response after going a goal down.
Aye, I was. And to be fair, we probably had a chance to go ahead. Probably Gavin had one and Johnny Bradley had a chance. So for us to go behind, it felt as if it was our mistake again. We just played a pass and somebody slipped and they went on and scored. So, but luckily they bunched back and show that character and get back into the game was brilliant. And at half time, like, I really couldn't have been prouder, because they stuck to the game plan. They weren't playing through us. They were really just playing around us, which was fine. There was positives from that.
And then the second half, you mentioned character. One thing you certainly couldn't question in the second half was character. UCD got level and went ahead a couple of times, but every time they did, that you managed to find your way back into the game. That must have been very pleasing as well in the second half.
Aye, there was loads of, they bunched back loads of times in the game, and look, it's just them wee mistakes and not stopping crosses and not marking people in the box, and it's all them wee things that obviously when you're a young lad, there's a lot of young lads there that you pick up as you go along, you know. So you usually have one or two or three young lads, but they have 7, 8, 9 young lads. It's really tough, but I can't fault their effort ever. They give everything they have, and I'm sure everybody's seen that in the game.
Yeah, and we obviously know the circumstances at the club mean you've had to put a lot of responsibility on those young players. But if you look at last night, you look at the likes of Shawnee Bradley, Oren Brogan, Gavin McAteer, Max Hutchinson, all getting on the score sheet. That must give you great encouragement going forward now into the final stretch of the season.
Aye, it does. Look, they score from open play the way we did, and I think some of your goals were really, really good goals. It's obviously encouraging, and look, it is really hard whenever you don't get the results and end it, and I completely understand that, but I think especially the fans and people around it kind of know the situation that we're in and know where we're trying to get to. So look, it's day by day, and I'm trying to teach these young lads, but the positives of getting the goals last night, they were there for sure.
You mentioned there were some good goals, no more so than Gavin McAteer's. I think it's up on the Finn Harp social media, so anybody that hasn't seen it has to go and check it out. It was some strike from the edge of the box.
Gavin's, I'm sure we all know, he's a super, super talented kid. His goal and even his assist in the first half. And I said to Gavin after the game, Gavin, it's probably the hardest Gavin worked. He was getting around the place, and actually just before the goal, he presses down the ball, keeps the ball in play, and then we score from it. I think when Gavin's in that red zone, I call it, like, where he's working these max, wee things kind of fall for you, they break for you. You get involved more in the game. So again, Gavin's only a kid learning the game, but his talent's there for everyone to see. He's brilliant. He coach, low maintenance, high output. So he's brilliant, Gavin, yeah.
So ultimately it was a 5-4 defeat. Still bottom of the table, obviously. It's important that you do make sure, and you can take the positives from a performance like that, and it's, you know, important to make sure that the positive stuff doesn't get lost this week in training when the results haven't been coming. But you go again on Friday night. Next Friday, I think it's home to Athlone, so you'll be looking to pick back up and hopefully get a result next Friday.
That's the next challenge for us is results. Obviously, we were so close last night, and but there, as you said, there is positives. But you're right as well. Like, me personally, I'm a winner. I don't like losing. Sure, the lads don't like it, but that's the situation we're in. And now the next goal is, can we get points?
And with the season approach, the final stretch, what do you want to see from the players now over the remaining games? What's the objectives between now and the end of the season, Patrick?
Well, I want to see what I've seen last night, and then tidy up on the other stuff that maybe they haven't seen or been taught before. Stopping crosses, tracking runners, not letting people get free contacts on the ball inside your box, staying in that ship and being really compact. I thought they were great at it. Although they scored five goals, they didn't really cut through us an awful lot. I know they had shots made to the box and crosses, and but the young they're so coachable. Like they really are learning, really trying their best. So the goals for me is the same as last night, and tidy up on the defensive aspect of it. But you have to take into consideration as well, we're playing two centre midfielders on the back three, so, and a right back at right centre back. So that's the situation we're in, but I couldn't ask more from them. And a try and sense last night, and going after the game and setbacks and answering.